Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
But thank you for bringing this forward. You know, anytime we talk about the rice as well, it's certainly good for their conservation. And I really consider this to be a teachable moment. These are magnificent animals that really drive the ecology of our offshore areas. The fish that our fishermen go out to catch, the wahoo and the marlin and the swordfish, they're actually enriched. And that system works better and is made better by the whales. There's a whole recycling of nutrients that they do that's been documented. And so when they're not there, our open Gulf areas are missing out on that. Our organization's worked to protect the whales for at least the last decade.
This is Christian Wagley, who is with Healthy Gulf. He's a friend. He's been on the show many, many times. I don't think he would mind me calling him an environmentalist. He wears it as a badge of honor. Good guy. And he was there at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting talking about these proposed rules to restrict boating in the deep water portions of the Gulf south of Pensacola to protect the rice's whale. That there's a limited number of them. The concern is that the boats going through those areas at speed or at night might encounter, harm, kill these whales, and we want to protect them because they're good for the whole ecosystem. You remember that the board had seemed like they were going to unanimously support the letter of opposition to NOAA about this particular rule. We talked about this a little bit before, and the basic concern is that you've got, you know, fishing charters that go out there and they go through these areas, and to have to go 10 knots, 11 and a half miles an hour, to have to not go at night, to have to go through all of the other stuff that they're doing would be a major inconvenience in addition to other kinds of craft, shipping containers, cargo ships, cruise ships, that kind of stuff. And not necessarily recreational boats, because it's a ways away from the coast, and it's, you're not going to get out there most likely and get into trouble yourself, but there are some people for whom this matters. Well, Christian showed up and wanted to defend the policy and encourage the county commission to take a different stance on this by explaining, for example, that he thinks these rules are already in place in the Atlantic for the right whale.
Did you know that there's already been a seasonal speed limit of 10 knots or less in place on the whole Atlantic coast from Florida to Maine? That's half the year for the right whale. The right whale migrates, so they don't have to do it all year in those areas. But that's ports from Florida all the way to Maine that have been dealing with this since 2008. And it's been studied extensively. It's been found that it's protected the whales. It's had relatively minimal economic impact when you spread it out across the entire coast. And there's been no safety issues documented whatsoever for marine interests.
So there was a similar level of anger over these rules proposed off the Atlantic coast for the right whale. They're not all year round because the right whale migrates, as he said, but still people were upset when they were proposed, but they've been in place, and he says there haven't been any issues. They're not that big of a deal. So maybe it's just, much ado about nothing to put it in place here in the Gulf. And he goes on and says, look, when it comes to these endangered species, somebody has to do something to protect them. That's what's worked for other ones that you care so much about.
Just a reminder as I wrap up, the law of the land is the Endangered Species Act. It's 50 years old this year. When you go down to the water and you see a brown pelican and a bald eagle, they're there because of the Endangered Species Act. Those are species headed for extinction. The things we did with those to protect them, we can do with the rice as well. And I would just ask you to consider amending your resolution on those two areas to help us work toward more solutions and not just a blanket opposition.
And so the statement, the other issue was not just the blanket opposition, but also the claims that there's ongoing monitoring happening. And he said that's, it doesn't really say it's happening. It says they're in the process of making it happen. But Christian said that was an inaccurate claim in the referendum or in the proposal they were going to vote on. Here's the most important things that Christian said, because this is going to set up your point of disagreement, what the commissioners are going to seize upon, because the issue has been the test range, the military, the Navy sailing through those same areas and having to deal with these kinds of exemptions would be a harm to the military mission, which we're always eager to protect, right? And so here's what he said.
The important thing to remember with these federal laws like the Endangered Species Act is there's always a national security exemption in there. And anytime the Department of Defense wants to claim that they cannot, in this case, live with the whale or do what they need to do, and meet their national security needs, they have an exemption, they have an out, and they have to they can claim that, and they have not done that in this case. So far, they have said they can live with those constraints around that.
So far, the military has said this is not a problem for them. Also,
now for vessel speeds, we've proposed in our petition that the military not have to follow those same special vessel speed restrictions, and we don't know what NOAA would do in the end. But so they're a little bit different things. There's vessel speeds, and then there's the blowing stuff up offshore. And so, I think the concerns have been overblown, especially considering that the military has an out if they ever want to.
So not only can the military be exempt by their choice, but he says that Healthy Gulf, which is part of the organizational group that has asked for these restrictions to be put in place, that they are not even asking for the Navy to be under these rules. They've asked for them to be exempt because they think it's not a problem for them, and they don't think that it's important for the Navy to have to obey these same rules.
In our petition to NOAA, which is what prompted this recent comment period, us and Healthy Gulf and five other groups, we proposed in there that the military vessels be left out of the vessel restrictions we were proposing for shipping and other vessels. Now, I don't know what NOAA will do, but that was our ask was that they not be included in that.
And, of course, that raises a very obvious objection. We'll get to that in just a second. Candy's out again today. She'll be back tomorrow. John Pickens, our good friend from the newsroom and from Cat Country and from 800 years of broadcasting experience. Right? Is that right? 800?
Yeah, you're close.
26?
Give or take a few years.
Good to have you. This is the first time you've been filmed as producer, so good to have you on the show, John.
Thank you.
Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Christina Leavenworth. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. Take a look at traffic right now. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly. Pace, Milton are all flowing smoothly right now. And that's a look at your traffic on the Fives.
All right. Thanks so much. Hey, if you haven't heard of ProHealth Florida, they're a local health clinic that one of the things that they deal with is that you don't have to have insurance to go to them. In fact, they're kind of meant in part, not only, but in part as an alternative for people who are covered by health insurance. They're a brand new advertiser on the show, female-owned, local-owned company. They've been working here in Pensacola for over 35 years. Perennial winners, best of the Bay, best of the Coast, best of Pensacola. They've got locations in Santa Rosa Beach, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, on Summit here in Pensacola, and on College here in Pensacola behind the Sam's Club, and in Gulf Breeze next to the Whataburger across from Andrews. Some of the services that they offer, walk-in primary care and urgent care from 8 to 4. That's at Gulf Breeze and Pensacola and Fort Walton. And then Saturdays, 8 to 1 at the Pensacola location by Sam's Club. You can get lab work done there. It's the most affordable in the Panhandle. You can get occupational health screenings done, like drug screenings, employment physicals, after hours on-site testing. They will come to you. Breathalyzers, vaccinations, tuberculosis tests, and all that kind of stuff. And they have a comprehensive medical weight loss program, which includes a smart biometric scale, 24/7 access to a nutritionist, 4 provider visits, lab work, food, movement guide, medication, B12, and lipotonic shots. So any of that stuff that appeals to you, and a ProHealth medical membership plan, $45 a month, that covers things like primary care visits with no copay and teledoc and annual physical. And so kind of as an alternative to traditional systems of insurance. In any case, if that appeals to you or just want to know more, just check them out online at ProHealthFL.com. 618 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Back to the Santa Rosa County Commission. So Christian Wagley has made all of these arguments in favor of the proposed NOAA boating restrictions in the deep water portions of the Gulf south of Pensacola. And the response coming from the county commission, well, James Calkins, first of all, who I think it's fair to say has assembled an interesting word salad here.
We do need to take a stand. It needs to basically say, absolutely not. We just passed a resolution just recently regarding the fishing issues. And I fully believe that it is, you know, you say that it was regulation that saved the birds. Well, God created the birds and the animals. And the reason why we have bald eagles is because God created bald eagles. And I fully agree with protecting the animals as best as we can, but we need to put people first.
What? Just what? I mean, I agree with him. God created them, but also man was killing them. And man took action, put a regulation in place, and we rescued them. God delegates to us tasks to do to protect his creation. So I don't know what his theology is here, but it's not well worked out. Also, the idea that, you know, what was the last part that he had there about, people are more important. Okay, but people aren't the only thing that's important. I mean, I agree. You know, people are more important, but it doesn't mean that every concern of people takes priority over any concern of animals. You have to balance these things out. And there just seems to be no balance in his, you know, sort of theological ecology or whatever. But okay, fine. You know, wanted to give him his say. He gets it. Meanwhile, Christian Wagley responded.
If God allowed us to create, God created these animals and allowed us to also preserve them. And that's what we did with the brown pelican and all.
Yeah, that's what stewardship means. that's the idea. We're supposed to be good gardeners, you know? Colton Wright?
And no doubt we should be good stewards. And as a conservative, you know, part of that is conservation. And I know there are those in the public that will try to spin this as I'm against whales or I'm against nature, which I think actions would show that that's certainly not the case in my case. And I don't believe anyone on this board thinks we shouldn't be good stewards of the earth and the world around us and the animals.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a key part of the conservative view of the world. You know, God gave us the creation. God, you know, made us good gardeners. We're supposed to be good gardeners. That means taking care of these things. Sorry, Commissioner Calkins, but, you know, God even says, you know, take care. But, okay, you know, we can talk theology at a different point. But the other part here, and this I thought was the right reaction. It was my reaction when I heard Christian Wagley talking is, okay, so you say we got to have these boating restrictions to protect the whales, but you're going to not care whether the Navy honors those at all. You're going to let the Navy violate those. If it's essential for the commercial and the recreational, then why is it not essential for the military to protect them?
If the speed restrictions should apply to recreational boaters, shipping traffic, why would we then exempt destroyers, aircraft carriers, cruisers, and the military from the speed restriction, if that may not be tied directly to their mission? They're just as likely to hit a whale as a cruise ship or a container ship. So I take some issue with that.
Yeah, look, if Healthy Gulf wants to maintain that the 10-knot speed limit, the no night boating and all that is essential, then it has to maintain it's essential for all boat sizes, right? For all of them. Unless it's got some evidence that, you know, they're endangered by the charter boat, but not endangered by the destroyer, okay, or the Coast Guard cutter, you know, whatever. The point is, if it's really that important, then it needs to be important. Now, they might come back and say, well, really, it is important for all, but we recognize that we can't control the Navy. Okay, at least that's a consistent position. But their position that they don't need to even ask the Navy to do this because it's not important for – that shows – I won't say hypocrisy because hypocrisy means you're lying, okay? There's an internal contradiction there. And I thought Colton Wright was correct to bring this out. He also talked about how the science has unsettled things that he's looked at. It's not nearly as clear that this is the right solution to a problem that we're not entirely sure the scope of. And so they went ahead and voted 5-0 on this. Now, what will that mean, Santa Rosa County voting on it? I think Escambia is going to pick this up. I think Okaloosa already has done it. Will that persuade NOAA? Time will tell. You know, time will tell. But that's where it stands at the moment. And I always, you know, I take a view in support of this resolution. I always want to be sure to give other people their say if they disagree. And Christian's a good friend, and he makes, you know, arguments worth hearing. So I always wanted to give him a chance to make them. 623 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail. The ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way. Offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing Summer Restaurant Week, Atlas Beverage Class, Jackson's Open for Lunch, Jackson's and Julia, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Andy Watson!
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
Good morning, 625 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy is out today, but our good friend John Pickens is sitting in so capably for her with traffic on the fives.
That's right.
Despite wearing an Ole Miss shirt.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, you're not. Don't say it if you don't mean it. War Eagle.
I-10 and I-10 are flowing smoothly right now. Seeing just a little delay around Tiger Point, but other than that, Blue Angel Parkway is seeing a minor delay also. That's a look at your traffic on the fives.
All right, John. All right, let's go into the newsroom now. David Wayne has got our headlines. David?
Poland is sending troops to its eastern border with Belarus, accusing its neighbor of violating its airspace with military helicopters. Tensions high between Poland, a NATO member and a supporter of Ukraine, and Belarus, a Russian ally. Bed Bath & Beyond's website is back online today. Overstock.com purchased their intellectual property for $21.5 million after the company filed for bankruptcy. Both websites now being combined with both Overstock and Bed Bath & Beyond logos displayed on the landing page. It's expected to stay that way until a rebranding is complete. But physical stores, including the one at the Cordova Mall, are not reopening. Striking writers in Hollywood studios are going to start talking again this week, Andrew. The Writers Guild of America confirmed yesterday that it will be resuming talks with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers this Friday.
I don't have any idea how it is we've survived this long without the late night shows.
It's been difficult. Horribly difficult.
Did you notice
no.
that they were missing me
well,
either?
Okay, really. Waking up this early in the morning, I haven't seen a late night in, you know, who knows how long anyway.
It's kind of funny. I record all of the late night shows because sometimes I'll have an extra minute or two in the morning and I'll watch some of the monologues and whatever. Or maybe there's a news thing and I'll go back and I'll watch it, whatever. But mostly what I do is I record them and then I delete them because I didn't watch them.
Right,
and now I
yeah.
just don't have to go through the trouble. That's the difference for me.
I feel like that's the entire function of my DVR,
is to record it and delete.
Yeah, yeah
right.
Like, I didn't have enough time for this one.
Are you this is 100% self-confession, but are you one who will record it thinking, oh, I will get to that, and then you don't want to get rid of it because that's admitting that you're not going to get to it, and then you don't get to it and just kind of accumulates on the DVR?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, same. I can't tell you.
I had to set up the auto-delete feature like anything after 3 weeks.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
No, don't you dare take away those shows that I'll never watch. Stop it. All right, David, thanks for the update. 628 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Do I have time to get? Maybe I don't have enough time to get into this. The governor has invited Kamala Harris to a discussion about her objections to the standards for teaching of American history in Florida schools, the 20 pages or so of which that are devoted to all of the elements of racism and slavery and black contributions to American culture, and the one line of which says that under some circumstances, some slaves may have benefited in their personal lives from the skills that they learned as a byproduct of being slaves. And that one line out of 20 pages worth of standards is the one that everybody's gotten fixated on. Kamala Harris, of course, came to town and said, "How dare you? You're horrible, terrible, and denying history." And he said, "Well, let's talk about it. Let's have a conversation. In Florida, we're not against debate. We love having conversations. You've come here twice. Why don't you come here and we'll talk about it?" She says,
"And I will tell you, there is no round table, no lecture, no invitation. We will accept to debate an undeniable fact. There were no redeeming qualities of slavery.
Okay, well, you know, if you don't want to have the conversation. Also, I think we need a trigger warning on her voice. I don't know. For a lot of people, I have to warn you that we're about ready to play some Kamala Harris. I would think as a former, well, I mean, still, but a lawyer, a former attorney general in California, somebody who is at least familiar with the idea of discussion and the importance of hearing both sides and coming to a conclusion on the basis of a neutral arbiter of the truth, that it seems weird to me that she wouldn't want to argue her point with the governor, but, you know, you make your decisions. David Wayne's got local news coming up next. David, what's on your agenda?
ECFR's named an interim chief. We'll have more on that after Fox News.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump is summoned to the federal courthouse in Washington, D.C. tomorrow to be arraigned for the third time this year, this time on charges related to trying to overturn the 2020 election.
Conspiring to defraud the United States, conspiring to disenfranchise voters, and conspiring and attempting to obstruct an official proceeding.
Special Counsel Jack Smith, Trump attorney John Lauro on Fox.
The president believes in his heart that he had not only responsibility, but the right as any American to contest issues in the 2020 election, to raise important facts that the public needed to know.
The indictment says Trump knew there was no widespread fraud and told Vice President Pence, "You're too honest," for refusing to go along with a plan to block Joe Biden's Electoral College certification in Congress. The former president calls the new charges against him prosecutorial misconduct. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.3. It is 78 degrees, partly cloudy this morning in Pensacola. Well, it is August. That means it's the peak of Atlantic hurricane season. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says there's going to be an updated seasonal forecast released later this month. For now, they're still calling for a near normal season.
Most likely scenario, a near normal level of activity with 12 to 17 named storms. We've already had five to nine hurricanes. We've already had our first hurricane. We haven't had any major hurricanes yet, but we are expecting one to four.
And he says while the water surface temperatures across the Atlantic Basin are warmer than they'd normally be, there's also a strong El Nino, increasing wind shear and dry air. And Brennan says it'll be interesting to see how all of these factors interact and play out in the next few months. Escambia County Fire Rescue is now named an interim fire chief, Battalion Chief Adam Harrison. Now, he'll assume that role August 12th. Harrison began his tenure with ECFR in 1993, started out as a volunteer firefighter, became certified in 1996, went full-time in 2001, and since 2017, Harrison has served as the battalion chief on B-Watch, and that's over the northern half of Escambia County. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says there's still a lot of things to learn about the new SB 102 or Live Local bill that could potentially preempt local governments from enforcing ordinances that stifle the creation of affordable housing.
I know that there's even some language that's being kind of promoted amongst the rulemaking and all of that that we'll take a look at. I was able to be at a meeting with some of the Florida Housing Finance folks last week and got as updated a brief on 102 as we can get, which still, you know, again, includes some unknowns.
And Reeves says the city has had some conversations about potential impacts of the legislation, but says it's still too early to take any actions based on the unknowns that it may contain. The investigation into several recent acts of anti-Semitic vandalism around town continues. Police Chief Eric Randall sent a message to the perpetrators yesterday. He said, quote, "We will catch you."
This is very serious. You know, you put people in fear for the actions that you're taking to try to promote some type of vision or ideology that you have. So we're using every tool in our toolbox to find the person or persons responsible. And we will use every aspect of the law to prosecute the individuals involved.
And the sixth incident of this anti-Semitic vandalism was reported yesterday. Police say swastikas were spray painted on the side of a development on Palafox. In earlier cases, a road sign was vandalized, and bricks were thrown through windows into two synagogues. PPD says they have received information from the community on this, but they have not yet identified a suspect. Well, former President Donald Trump says it's politics behind the latest indictment. He issued a statement yesterday after being indicted for his alleged role in the January 6th riots. Trump, who lives in Palm Beach, is charged with conspiracy and obstruction. He calls the indictment, quote, the latest corrupt chapter in the continued pathetic attempt by the Biden crime family and their weaponized Department of Justice to interfere with the 2024 election. That was from a Truth Social post. 6:35 right now, News Radio 92.3, and John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
Thank you, David. Traffic is flowing really smoothly right now. I-10, I-110, not seeing any major delays. Pace, Milton, you're doing great. So no major delays to let you know about. It's traffic on the fives.
This is going to be another hot day today. Temperatures near 98 degrees, feeling much warmer with a 10% chance of rain. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. Temperatures drop slightly on Thursday with a high near 94 as more rain builds in. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And it's looking like a beautiful morning out there right now. 78, partly cloudy in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, and 74 in Milton. Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Fitch Ratings has downgraded the U.S. government's credit rating weeks after President Biden and congressional Republicans came to the brink of a historic default, warning about the growing debt burden and political dysfunction in Washington. The downgrade, the first by a major ratings firm in more than a decade, is evidence that increasingly frequent political skirmishes over the government's finances are clouding the outlook for the $25 trillion global market for treasuries. Fitch's rating on the U.S. now stands at AA+, one notch below the top AAA grade. Federal regulators are proposing stricter fuel economy standards for light-duty trucks and cars, saying the revamped rules could save consumers money at the pump and reduce pollution. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has proposed new fuel economy standards for model years 2027 through 2032. On Wall Street, futures are broadly lower after stocks closed mixed yesterday. The Dow Industrials gained 71. That's Your Money Now.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon, the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Again, the meaning behind the call sign is, you know, to have fun, not only with the individual, with the team, and I want to say kind of create ownership with one another. So when you're out there on the baseball field and you're saying, hey, good play.
This is Captain Terry Shashadi, Village, the commanding officer at NAS Pensacola, yesterday during an event with the Blue Wahoos at the stadium with all of the team members where they were giving them call signs because they're going to do this salute to service night coming up August 18th, where they're going to wear special jerseys that have the NAS Pensacola logo, the Pelican on the front, and on the back, they're going to have their call signs individually printed. And the joke in the locker room or in the event yesterday was a little bit like, well, as long as we're still here, you know, because they have roster change. In fact, they just had two people moved up to the major leagues yesterday because they, you know, the Marlins or the the Marlins made some roster changes, and so. You know, they had to make changes at this level. But in any case, they were assigning call signs yesterday. And Village did a really cool thing. He sat down with them kind of before they assigned them and just kind of talked about, like, for example, how you get call signs in the Navy.
In the Navy, we have what's called the CRV, a call sign review. So we're out on the carrier. We have these things called ready rooms where it's just the aviators. We live and work in that space, so they have all these chairs, and in the front part of the room is like a whiteboard, a TV. That's where we live and work. So when we're getting ready to brief for a flight, we'll put our flight plan up on the board and go through the flight briefing. And that's during the day. And at nighttime, that the TV gets put on, and we roll a movie, and we call that a roll'em. But during a call sign review board, we actually have the whole squadron. It's usually the junior officers, not the leadership there, because it's a time for the JOs, or the junior officers, to kind of get together and have fun with each other. And they come up with a bunch of call signs, and they'll put, you know, all these call signs that they've kind of been kicking around with the team or the squadron up on the board. And then the CO, the commanding officer of the squadron, gets to finalize the call sign review, making sure that they're appropriate, they're actually in good taste, as well as, you know, kind of capture the essence, if you want to say, of the individual flying. So
not in good taste, whatever do you mean? What was funny to me is, as soon as he sat down to talk with them and he was kind of asking them, you know, they all have nicknames for each other already. That's very common in baseball, right? And so part of the challenge of coming up with call signs is call signs for people who don't already have well-established nicknames. Should the call sign just be what the nickname has always been? Because, of course, baseball players are well familiar with the general concept, but maybe not necessarily the particular reasons and rules.
For aviators, we end up having call signs. Usually they're two syllables. So that way they're easily said over the radio, because that's how you'll communicate over the radios, by using your call sign. You won't use first names, obviously, because if you use a first name, then the enemy can identify you as such. So you'll end up coming up with a call sign.
And
a
Village, of course, Village is his call sign. He wouldn't say why, and it's not my place to say what he wouldn't say in public. But also, you know, one of the other things that's kind of interesting is he was teaching history. I love these commanding officers who they understand their naval history and they like to teach it. You know, Tim Kinsler-Luckey was big on that as well before Village. And, teaching these baseball players, you know, baseball's got kind of a history here.
You talk about baseball in Pensacola. How far back does it go back? You know, downtown where the Veterans Memorial Park is, that was a baseball field back in the day. How do I know this? Because there's just a bunch of great books that are out there that you can end up reading about. But the history that you and I are a part of is pretty awesome. And that shared history kind of comes down to, call it the American game or the American tradition of baseball, where people go out there as a community, sit down and watch a game and root on their own team. That's where you guys come in.
Yeah, and even the particular history, because one of the things that we had learned about what was going to happen on the Salute to Service night is that they're going to have Ted Williams bobbleheads. And we had heard about that before this event from one of the other folks who works there, and Will Banfield. Who was the guy's name? I had it written down here, and then I lost it. Anthony Aspenson. He's the VP of Creative and Communications. But so in this process of talking to the team, Village was talking about Ted Williams' history as well.
And again, you take a look back at the Navy's piece in baseball. We've said this when you came out and visited. There's this guy, you may have heard him, a guy by the name of Ted Williams.
Only 400 season hitter ever.
Yeah, he's pretty known out in the baseball world. You know, he was down here in Pensacola playing baseball. So he was already playing for the Boston Red Sox when he ended up joining the military. So he was in the Navy at first, in the Navy Reserve. Right, and 42, I think, is when he ended up joining up. But he came down here, and he was actually on a Navy service team playing baseball. But he didn't want to serve out his time in the military kind of just playing baseball. I mean, he actually wanted to get into it. So he was trained up. He was an aviator, and he actually got his wings of gold down here at Naval Air Station Pensacola. He got training throughout the country, but he ended up getting his wings of gold down here. So kind of cool. But he played on... I think the team was called the Bronson Bombers. Bronson Field is what we call an outlying field right before you end up getting out to Lillian, Alabama. There's a field out there. It's a recreation park right now, but he played baseball out there.
Yeah, so really, really cool history. So they actually went through the process of pretending like they were doing a call sign review board, a CRB, there in the kind of the lounge reception area. And it was kind of fun to watch. I'll play some of that for you in a second. Right now we got John Pickens sitting in this morning for Candy. She'll be back tomorrow. John's got Traffic on the Fives.
Traffic on the Fives is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone. Free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly, even on Pensacola Beach, seeing no delays. Seeing a small delay right now on 9 Mile and Highway 29. But other than that, traffic's looking good. That's a look at your traffic on the Fives.
All right, thanks so much, John. You know, I always talk about Frontier Motors, a great place to buy good quality used cars, and I talk about them serving the community, and you might think, well, that's just a word you use. Listen to the show. I use my words carefully. One of the things that they, like, for example, I heard from a friend the other day. She got into a wreck with an almost new car out of town. And the repairs are going to be $20,000, and the insurance company was going to cover it. Okay, big deal, right? But, you know, at least they were going to restore the car. Somebody had given her the idea that, you know, you might want to look into resale value loss, because even if it's repaired to normal standards, it still has been in an accident. And if you ever need to go resell it, that's going to come off because people don't know it's been in an accident. You know, a car that's been in an accident is different than a car that's brand new or even just used. And so she said, okay. So she took the bills from the repair shop and sent the bills to Frontier and said, can you give me an idea of how much loss of resale value this repaired car would have? And they said $5,000. So she sent that off to her insurance company, and her insurance company wrote her an additional check for $4,800. Because Frontier, and they weren't involved in the sale, they didn't sell her the car or anything like that, just available to help her with this thing. So when I talk about them serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the big buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that. Back to yesterday, listening to Village, Terry Shashadi, the commanding officer of NAS Pensacola, and working with the Blue Wahoos to pick call signs. Now, the first one they did took too long for me to do, and it was Austin Roberts. And somebody suggested 50 cal, and he's like, 50 cal, that's kind of over the top. And, you know, that sounds more like the kind of thing that the Air Force would use. You know, they come up with names like Slash and Blade, and, you know, Navy call signs are a little bit different. Then somebody suggested gun down for him, and he's like, have you ever gunned anybody down at first base? He's like, I think so. You know, like, so eventually they settled on Sting because the school that he had gone to, that was something that people sometimes call him the, I think the Hornets were the mascot at the school. But then Brady Puckett, who is 6'9", was one of the people that they did call sign for. And here, I'll just kind of let you hear how this thing developed because it was kind of interesting.
All right, Brady, right?
Yeah.
So real quick, tell me about yourself so we'll try to...
Postman.
We'll warm up a little bit as we end up going through some of these call signs.
I am also a pitcher, which is pretty common. Pretty tall.
Pretty tall, yeah. How tall are you?
6'9".
6'9".
From Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Position?
Pitcher.
Pitcher.
Reliever.
Reliever. What's your best pitch?
Depends on the day. whichever one they hit in the ground.
All right, so we ended up getting a couple. There goes that battery. We ended up kind of going through some quick. Let me know if this thing connects. Looks like it's good. We ended up going through a couple names. I mean, this one's easy. Like, he's tall as, I don't want to say hell, but tall as hell. A little bit taller than me, only like 6'1", on a good day. I think sitting in an aircraft is kind of squatted me out.
Like that.
Any call signs? I mean, Puck, you ended up saying that may be the front runner just because it's already...
That or Handsome or something like that?
Handsome?
Captain, a couple months ago, he was voted most likely to be a babysitter. Or most trusted
babysitter, yeah.
Yeah.
Which
trusted. Is a good thing.
I think that's a great thing.
How do you feel about Doubtfire?
Doubtfire?
That's a babysitter.
I think that's actually a good one. I'm glad you actually brought that up. This is Doubtfire. All right, so we got Puck out there. What do you guys think about Puck?
His last name, Puckett.
Puck is down. Too tall, right? He's too tall for his own good or something like that.
Skipper?
Yes.
What about Nanny?
Nanny!
Oh, nice.
We just ended up... Manny!
Nanny.
I think that works.
Nanny?
Manny? Manny or Nanny?
Nanny.
Marv from Home Alone.
Marv
from Home Alone. So we got Doubtfire. Nanny. I kind of like Manny. I mean, you have a man nanny. Manny? Anyone? Thumbs up?
Let's hear it.
What do we got thumbs up on Manny or Nanny? Where are we at?
And they're taking a poll of the players.
What do you say?
Too tall.
Too tall. I'm leaning towards Doubtfire. All right, so now it's Doubtfire. Doubtfire or too tall? What do you got?
Too tall.
All right, show of hands for too tall. What do we got? Make some noise, do something loud.
Yeah.
All right, now, how about Doubtfire? What do we got for Doubtfire? That's not it. Too tall, man. Too tall. And I think it should be just for when you're signing it, it's too tall.
Yeah. All right, number or
little? Little number. Little number and then tall. Because you are pretty damn tall.
Because you are pretty damn tall. No, and they went through that with four or five players. Zach Willeman was Party Eyes. I'll share that one with you later. That one's an entertaining story. Pretty Eyes, that's right. Will Banfield was Rat Tail. Kobe Fletcher got Vance because his last name is Bagger. Kobe Fletcher Vance is his name. He got Bagger. I actually, I thought they were going to go with Doubtfire because that's a good call sign. Or Nanny is a really good call sign. I thought that one would stick, but it didn't. So the whole point is your peers name you and give you that call sign, and then, you know, you use it. The other thing they did is, and by the way, I've got video of this. Actually, the whole event I've got up on our Facebook page. If you want to watch it, it's kind of entertaining. It's about a half hour long, so it's a little long, but, you know. At the end, they unveiled the bobblehead. He actually had the bobblehead unveiled for Ted Williams. The first 1,000 people on August 18th will get this, and it's never happened before. The Navy has never allowed a bobblehead with any kind of Navy insignia on it, but because it's got the Bronson Bombers on it, they had to be involved in this, which the Navy, you know, doesn't move fast, except in battle, but not when it comes to making decisions. And that they allowed this to happen in consultation with the family. I mean, it's a really cool thing. So anyway, it was a fun event yesterday, and I thought a really neat outreach from NAS Pensacola to be involved in the community and to remind the players of their history and to give them something fun that they can do, because they were loving it. After the skipper left, they were all giving each other names, and it was a really, really fun time. 6:53 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry.
gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Tomorrow at 10:30, join the Pensacola Humane Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Listen tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
National average for a gallon of gas, $3.80. Florida's average is $3.82, so we're above average. We don't want to be. That's bad. Let's see. In Alabama, it's $3.30. In California, it's $5.02. Keeps rising. Let's see. In Navarre, $3.55 east of the Walmart, $3.45 west of the Walmart, so a bit of a difference there. $3.41 in Tiger Point at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge. In Milton, $3.59. Good Lord, these prices are terrible. $3.59 at the Raceway, $3.57 at the Pea Ridge Murphy, $3.45 if you wait until the, that's the Tom Thumb, so you got Cumberland Farms, so you got to be in part of their membership program, whatever. $3.45 on 9 Mile at the Walmart, $3.59 everywhere up and down US 29. There's no relief over there. And then coming in from the southwest side, you got $3.29. That is a super outlier. Everybody else is $3.59 at the Gas and Go on Navy that used to be the TNC. So there you go, your gas prices for the day. 6:56 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens is sitting in for Candy this morning with our traffic on the fives.
That's right. I-10, I-110 are all flowing very smoothly right now. Pace, Milton, you're doing well. Also, 98 not seeing any delays. That's a look at your traffic on the fives.
All right. Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
There's a new national monument in Chicago honoring Emmett Till and his mother, Mamie Till Mobley. Mayor Brandon Johnson spoke yesterday. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, a placard was placed to recognize the Roberts Temple Church of God in Christ as a national monument.
Today, the story of Emmett Till serves as a marker, as a symbol of not just how far we've come, but how much more work we have to do.
And Till was kidnapped, beaten, and murdered in Mississippi. He was only 14 at the time back in 1955. The church was the site where his body was displayed in an open casket for his funeral. Vice President Kamala Harris rejecting Governor DeSantis's invitation to discuss the state's new African-American history standards. Harris criticizing the curriculum for suggesting that slavery helped the enslaved develop skills that may have benefited them. Governor DeSantis says the whole thing is just misinterpreted.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. He's offered to discuss it with her, and she's like, no, I don't need to. So, well, okay. Maybe you should, because maybe you learned something. 6:58 on News Radio, or at least prove your point, you know? When you have the right of it, you usually don't shy away from a debate. You usually shy away from discussions and debates when you think you don't have the right of it. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Time for future news. That's when I talk about what's going to happen before it happens with our producer, and today's producer is John Pickens. So, John, this is your moment to shine.
Oh, boy.
You ready?
Oh, boy.
All right. I'll make an easy one right out of the gate. Trump charges. does Trump wind up getting convicted on any of these recent four charges that were announced yesterday?
No.
Oh,
Come on. Come on.
The big issue is going to be whether he knew that his claims were false.
And having to prove that he knew,
right? Because the evidence is going to be that people around him were telling him that. But
he said, she said type thing.
This is such a man. Okay. Call signs. Will the Wahoos continue to use their call signs that they were assigned yesterday?
Yes.
I do think so. I think it's a cool thing. The NOAA restrictions, Santa Rosa County had voted, Escambia is going to vote on this. Will NOAA change their rules for the deep sea whaling and all that? But the cruising through the areas where the Rice's Whale are?
No, they won't.
Oh, I hate to say it, but I also think that they're not going to listen to us at all. And city council search, will it go for the administrator in Milton, will it go smoothly?
No.
No!
Local Talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Golf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Pensacola's mayor comments on the SB 102 bill. That's the Live Local bill. We'll have that story and more right after this update from Fox News at News Radio 92.3.